Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we are talking with Teresa Veras, founding director of the Port Townsend School of the Arts at Fort Worden State Park. Now, I understand, Teresa, welcome.
Thank you.
You served for 7 years also as the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce.
Indeed.
Wow, what a breadth of skills and knowledge you bring to this entity called the Port Townsend School of the Arts. Do I have that correct?
That's correct, yes.
I keep wrestling with that a little bit because I think there's an of or a the that should be there or missing. But so how long have you been on board as the founding director at the school?
I started my role as director on January 2nd.
How's it going for you?
It's going wonderful. I had the luxury of being on the board as a volunteer myself for the year prior to taking on the directorship. So I have a great insight into the school as a whole and to the other board members and EPIC volunteers on the board.
So you have your training wheels were on and you've taken them off. And so tell me why this role, why the Port Townsend School of the Arts? And how does that speak to you personally?
My mission and vision in service to the community goes way back. It actually started at the age of 21 with the Boiler Room.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was one of the founders of the Boiler Room. And this is just one of those places that when you see a need, you can very easily rally people around an idea and really get it done. So the Boiler Room was the beginning of that in 1993. And then, you know, it kind of continues to evolve. So the leadership with the chamber world and kind of the art of doing business was a natural because it really does help build community and grow us in a whole way.
I could see where this skill set is native and inherent to you when you say rally those around. I think it is one of the components of serving that is probably one of your better gifts. Others may prefer to actually do the administrative side
recruit. We love them.
Yes, I imagine you do. Now, the Port Townsend School of the Arts is fairly new. When did it come into existence?
Well, we're in our third year.
Fantastic.
So 2015 was the launch of the school, and we've just been kind of growing exponentially since. This was a big year for us, taking on another staffer, me, and making a commitment to growing the school and the community of arts here.
That can be pretty tricky when you have big growth in a short time. Mm-hmm. 3 years. How many folks are at the school right now?
We have one other staffer, Julie Christine, is our program manager, myself, and then we have a board of 9 at this time.
Wow.
And we're growing our board as well.
That's super. In talking to you about this moment, I was really struck by your statement, harnessing the power of art for mental and physical well-being. Tell me more about that value statement. Is that driven out of your personal value statement, or is that coming from the Port Townsend School of the Arts? It's pretty powerful.
It is. I truly feel that now more than ever, people are really reaching for expression and for a way to truly feel purposeful. I found that just in even small business, working with the chamber as an entrepreneur myself. But this art vibe, this thing that's happening at the school, from faculty to board members, it's empowering. And when you see someone come out of their first watercolor class, they have no experience, they kind of broke through the barriers of enrolling themselves in that expression, and they come out and they're just changed, literally changed, like lighter, with this big smile on their face, and the brow wrinkles have softened.
I wish you could see her right now,
man,
the expression.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It occurred to me, actually, after my first few months of the board, that's what the school was about really lifting kind of that weight off of people's hearts and helping them express themselves. How does that relate to health and well-being? I think
it's
really pretty clear.
A place to actually express. You know, one of the definitions definitions also is expressing important ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in a time where sometimes we're challenged to feel comfortable. You know, expression is an outgrowth of things that we're digesting and processing. So it's wonderful that there is a place like this. You're located at the Fort Worden.
Yes.
And Fort Worden, I understand, has a focus of lifelong learning.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about how you tie into that, that focus or mission statement.
The Lifelong Learning Center, Fort Worden itself, is a really powerful place. When you drive onto campus, if you've never been there, you see a bunch of pretty stark white buildings with green trim. But when you actually take a moment and park your car and stop to listen for a moment, you'll often hear children laughing and music coming out of buildings and the click and clack of hammers at the woodworking school. There is so much happening there in each and every building. There are 14 partners at Fort Worden, many of which are art-focused and craft-creating-focused. So it's an extraordinary place, a place where people can really come and experience art and expression and the environment.
The lifelong learning, and you mentioned young people, and I imagine the continuum to much younger people on the other side of age.
Yes.
Your school, let's talk a little bit about what you offer at the school. What's happening at the school right now?
So we have worked with everyone from age 6 to 96. We offer programs for people of all skill level. There are classes being posted actually every week, everything from collage to hand sculpting pottery to watercolor to art clothing with Margie McDonald. We've done a lot of wearable art work.
That's
we have summer
fun.
Camp for kids. We have ongoing weekend workshops, 3-hour workshops.
I think I saw something like a weekend girls getaway.
Oh, yeah. We have.
What a fun idea.
It's so fun.
Even if you live in town.
Right.
You know,
your staycation.
Just walk away from that kitchen.
Yeah,
your staycation at Fort Worden.
It's pretty fun. The campus itself offers, you know, incredible food. The accommodations are very interesting and they're diverse. So, yeah, you can
now
come.
Speaking about Fort Worden
globally. Worden itself.
We don't want to end up staying at your school.
No. Actually, that wouldn't be very comfortable.
No.
But, you know, it's great to paint there and to craft there, but no sleeping there. The fort itself, you can come and you can rent one of the houses and get art class and do yoga and experience the outdoors.
Pretty
it's
fantastic.
The perfect spot.
Now, your school itself, did I read that you have over 50 instructors associated with your organization?
Yeah, we have over the years, we have happily employed local artisans and we have incredible teachers. It's amazing, you know, not every artist wants to be a teacher or really can teach. That's an art unto itself, but the faculty that we work with are extraordinary and they really help people experience themselves in very different ways.
You know, I think it's fascinating to reflect on how nonprofits and our economic vitality and our volunteerism, how they just, there's a linkage that supports each other in this great big circle.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to think about someone who may explore an area that they don't necessarily have a skill set in, and then it becomes a place that they're impassioned by as a volunteer, and then perhaps even grow it into a skill set then becomes a place of employment.
It is beautiful, actually, what we do here in regards to volunteerism and how dependent truly our economy is on volunteer base. But imagine you are coming from the outside, moving, relocating to the area, and you go to a place like Jefferson Community Foundation, and you find out that there are over 400 registered nonprofits in Jefferson County, and you can have your pick of where you want to volunteer, from film festival to wooden boat to School of the Arts. There's something for everyone here.
I'm absolutely committed to the concept of getting connected through community engagement, through giving to others. I mean, you truly get so much more.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about, it's a school, it's an art school, and you had mentioned this landmark sign. I went, oh my word, it so resonated that our visitors, as they drive down the road coming into town, they're welcomed by a sign that's Victorian Seaport and Arts Community.
Right.
Wow. I mean, if any entity reflects an arts community, it's the School of the Arts there.
Yes.
And I thought, my goodness, you really, really nailed it when you reflect that statement.
I have just learned recently that we had an art school here in Port Townsend a long time ago. It really is important having a school here. I believe that it makes that statement true and it brings all the other arts organizations forward. Just that one kind of anchor key component.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So thinking about your students and thinking about the folks that would come to your place of art, mm-hmm. what's the typical student I need to do to prepare or get engaged in a class? I mean, how would I start? It's especially if I feel a little bit anxious about picking up a brush.
Sure. Every class has its own list of supplies and things. You can get yourself kind of prepared online. You go to ptarts.org and you look at all the offerings and then you look at the class lists, and that's good. But you also can just do a little research yourself just to kind of make things a little bit more digestible, kind of break through those barriers. You can also just come into the school and say hi to us and talk through the offering that you're interested in. You'll possibly even run into faculty when you're school. So it's just about opening the door and allowing yourself in.
Fantastic. Yeah. Because you're such a new entity, are there any preconceived notions about your school that you'd like our listeners to be informed about, or points of interest that we don't know that we should know?
A couple of things that I hear all the time when I ask people, you know, are you interested in making art? Do you want to come and play? They say, well, I don't actually have a creative bone in my body. Or do stick figures count? That's not a thing. Everybody has a creative side. Really, all you have to do is just give it a try. Our school is for everyone, really. Our mission is bringing out the artists in everyone.
Not only connecting to the artists and the students, but those folks that are compelled to support you. What ways that they can come alongside and support you? You mentioned being on the board, and that was what grew into this position mm-hmm. you're in. But if there are listeners out there that know the heartbeat of this town is arts, how can they come alongside and support you?
Well, they can always donate to the school. We're accepting supplies. We are actually doing some fund driving for scholarships for youth programs right now. Our year-end campaign happens starting in March every year. We are actively creating resources for the school. So if you love art, donate, come talk with us.
And your website
again? Come take classes, ptarts.org.
And now, before we let you go, what else do you have in the pipeline that we want to make sure we mention? Special events or registration deadlines? Thinking about May, June, things that are going to be popping out there?
Well, we do have our summer programs for youth, and that's end of July and August. So if you've got your grandkids here or your child and you want to plug them into great arts programs, that's our registration actually is online now. And just come and see us. There's stuff happening there all the time. There isn't just one specific time per se. It's just always.
I think it would be fabulous if I had house guests at on a weekend.
Oh,
if we could do a pop-up and just like, well, let's go see what's going on at this studio space at Fort Ward. And we do our little hike. We have a little cup of coffee. We see what's going on at the studio and maybe put that on our calendar for the next time we have
guests. Indeed. Actually, I should say on Friday nights, we have our Paint Your Palette or Make It and Take It, which is a 3-hour wine and cheese from Taps. Sign up. It's $75 a person. And
every Friday
night
or once a month?
At least 3 times a month.
Make it and take it.
Make it and take it.
I love it. Yeah. Teresa Veras from the Port Townsend School of the Arts. You've inspired me. I may pick up a brush or put my fingers on some clay or something. Certainly, I'm going to look at your website and see how I can get into trouble.
Good.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It was a thrill to talk to you.
Thanks, Missy.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schlexer. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. What a great community we live in.
Indeed.
Thanks.
Thank you.